make it a little bigger. Is it possible to make it bigger? I think it's a little too small. Size 24 is good size.
Tight size. 28.
It's 28? Mm. It's 28? Then make it 32, huh? Yeah, my eyes getting worse. 40? Okay, never mind. All right, we can all see now. All right. Are you ready, church?
Yes!
Are you ready to read and recite the scriptures with your heart?
Yes!
All right, with your strength. One voice, please. Begin.
Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Gospel means that God is doing a new thing every day.
Amen.
We actually make many mistakes every day. So we make mistake and we fail today. That's why we need new day tomorrow. Tomorrow we go there and then we fail again, we fall again. That's why we need a new week. We go to the new week and we fail again, we fall again. That's why we need a new month. We go to new month and we fail again, we fall again. That's why God gives us a new year.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is the one who brings new thing into our life.
Amen.
God is always doing a new thing in our life. See, that's why we have every day, a new day, a new week, a new month, a new year. God understands, He understands how fragile we are, how limited we are, how human we are. And often we fall and we fail. That's why we need God who is doing a new thing. In God, there is always a new thing. Amen.
Amen.
So today, Bible says, behold, I am doing a new thing.
Amen.
Behold, I am doing a new thing.
Amen.
Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Now this is a supernatural. God is always doing a new thing. Even in the Bible, there's a full of new things, right? Adam and Eve, God created them to hold, to contain God, and to express God, but then they committed sin by eating the fruit of knowledge and good and evil. And right away, God does a new thing by promising a woman's offspring in Genesis 3:15. And Genesis 3:21, God killed an animal, the lamb, and to make a garment of skin. In order to make garments of skin, you need to kill many lambs. That lamb signifies Jesus Christ our Lord in the New Testament. So God does a new thing every day, every second in our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we were created in the image of God. Even our body, every day there's a new cell. You see? Every day the new cell has to come out. And new cell has to come and it will bring a new life into our being. You see, every day we need new blood. New cell, new blood, new life. If there is no God, then we have no life, no new thing. Praise God, God picked Abraham when the humanity have fallen and there is no hope. God had to called a new man. His name is Abraham. And through Abraham, God promised, I will give you a son, and through your descendants, I will make all nations blessed. Praise God, God does a new thing. God chose Moses to bring Israelites out of the Egypt. Praise God, God does a new thing through Samuel. That God uses Samuel to anoint the boy David, and then soon he becomes a king, and he brings the kings the kingdom. Yeah, he's the one who started kingship, kingdom in the Israelites. Praise God, God uses Solomon to build the temple. But then soon the temple was destroyed. God used Ezra and Nehemiah, prophet, to rebuild the temple. You see, God is doing a new thing in your life.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Tell somebody. God is doing a new thing.
God is doing it.
Are you ready? Tell them. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Because God is doing a new thing, and if you're not ready, then you'll miss it. You see, God is doing a new thing, but if you're not ready, you'll miss it. So what is the condition? What is the condition of God for letting God to do a new thing in our life? What is the condition that for God to do a new thing in your life? Well, we got to go to the scriptures, right? Let's go to the scriptures. Just can you leave the scripture? Oh, this is scripture. Very good. So just stick here, right? Stay here. Okay. So, let's go to the scripture now. Verse 18. For God to do a new thing in your life, first we must
forget
the former things. Everybody say, forget the former things.
Forget the former things.
Forget the former things. Okay? Now, in order for us to forget the former things, we need to define what are the former things. Isn't it? There are many former things. For example, let me just give you one example. The former thing consisted of the Old Testament concept, the outward building of the church. Okay? In the Old Testament, it's the outward building, right? It's the building of the outward beauty. That's the Old Testament concept. When it comes to the New Testament, it's not about the outward beauty. It's talking about inward beauty. It's talking about inner life. Okay, so in the Old Testament, you see how the Israelites to build the temple, they had all these elements, all this material to build the outward, the beautiful temple, right? But then when it comes down to the New Testament, we talk about the nine blessings, the beatitude. It's all talking about the inner beauty. So what is the former things? Many times we are so attuned to the former things of the way of the Old Testament. We focus on the outward beauty, outward ways, okay? For example, when you come to meet people, you want to look good, don't you? Because automatically you are attuned with the former things. You understand? You want to look good, looking good before people. You want to be looking good before pastor, before your husband or your wife, right? You want to be recognized by people. You want to be accepted by people. You want to be proud of by people, right? So there's a gene, there's a life in us that constantly wants these former things. But let me tell you something. If God accepts you, okay? If God accepts you, you don't need a proof, acceptance from other people. Hallelujah. If God accepts you, then that is the greatest acceptance in your life. Amen? And if God accepts you by giving His Son Jesus Christ on the cross. So those are the former things. The things that we want to do with our own way. The things that we want to do with our own strength or our own way. Those are the former things. God wants us to live not with the former things, but God wants us to live with a new thing. And the new thing is new spirit.
Amen.
And the new heart. Mm-hmm. New covenant. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But not only that, Bible says forget former things, okay? Not only is talking about Old Testament concept, but it also is talking about anything that is former, anything that has been past. And Bible says now, do not dwell on the past. The first thing we need to is forget the former things. Forget your past failure, your mistake. Amen. Now, I know everyone here, including myself, we all have past failures and mistakes and hang-ups, right? We all have that. But praise God, the more mistake you have, the better chance your life will grow.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
That's right.
So don't be afraid of making mistakes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Don't be afraid of making mistakes, my brothers and sisters. In fact, in order for you to grow in the life of Jacob, right? There are so many trials and so many mistakes and falling in his life. But throughout his life, God was doing one thing. God was maturing his life. Mm-hmm. At the end of his life, he was mature. Mm-hmm. So through your failures and through your fallings, God is maturing you.
Amen.
God is making you gold.
Amen.
You are stone now, but you are going to be the gold.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. So we have to understand that we fall and we fail. But Bible says, now forget it. Forget it. Do not remember. But the thing is, we don't want to remember, but it comes back, doesn't it? We don't want to remember the past failure, but it comes back, don't you? It comes back as a condemnation. It condemns you, right? It condemns you and it brings a bad memory. Oh, the Satan is talking to you like this. Remember you did that the evil thing? Remember you did that bad thing in your life 10 years ago? Remember that? See, Satan brings the accusation. Satan brings insultation and condemnation. But praise the Lord, Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says, anyone who is in Christ Jesus, there is no more condemnation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
We are set free from the condemnation. Nobody has a right to condemn you. Because all those condemnation due to our sin has been crucified by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So here's the point now. Here's the point. Bible says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. The problem is, I want to forget the former things, but it comes back. It comes back to my memory. The bad memory, the mistake I made, and the falling, it comes back, right? Am I making my sense? Myself making sense? It comes back, don't they? You know why? You know why it comes back? Bible tells us the answer. The reason it comes back is because you are dwelling it. That's the word there, dwell. Forget the former things, and the next phrase says, do not dwell. That's the key word. You see, if you think about that past over and over again, then you are actually dwelling it. If you are thinking something for one time, it will not have a deep root. But if you think repeatedly, we call it meditation. If you meditate upon something, then unconsciously, right, that will be rooted deeply into your being. And then it's like you are putting the in the big sheep you put out
anchor.
Thank you. So you're throwing the anchor into deep down into your being, right? Of that certain bitter feeling or bitter thought. So when you do that, well, as long as that is there as an anchor, like an anchor, it will come back. It will come back. You see. Even if you pray today 1 hour, oh, you feel better during your prayer. You feel high, you know, spiritual high. You feel better. But then when you walk out the door tomorrow morning, or even after a few hours, that thought will come back. Oh, that bitterness. There's an English word that describes what I'm trying to say. And that word is resentment. Resentment. You know resentment?
Yeah.
Resent. That re means again. Again. Sent. Cut. Recut. You know the paper cut? Paper cut. Just imagine it hurts, isn't it? Huh? So some of you are doing this now. Look at this now. Look at this. Some of you are doing this. You are cutting with your paper like this and it hurts, isn't it? But you are recutting the same spot. Over, over. Over again, we call it resentment. And you know what? After all, you are enjoying. You're enjoying this cutting yourself. That is the trap of Satan. You are actually enjoying cutting yourself. You are actually enjoying the bad memory. You're feeling sorry about yourself, but then you'll be end up in a place where you begin to enjoy that feeling of bitterness. You end up in feeling of that hatred towards somebody. You know, like, oh, this is the wrong thing. But then deep inside in your flesh, you enjoy actually hating somebody or feeling the bitterness towards somebody. Because as you do it, you get used to it, and you get used to it, and then you enjoy it. we called it flesh. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ crucified the flesh.
Amen.
And in Christ, there is no more flesh. Amen? You can be set free from your flesh if you stay in your spirit. If you maintain yourself in the spirit. Amen. So you need to come out from that dwelling of the past. Bible says, do not dwell on the past. Come out from the past. Now, how do you know that you are still in the past, dwelling in the past or not? How do you know? How do you know that you are dwelling in the past or not? One way to tell it is that whether you are talking about the past or you're talking about Jesus now. Some people, they always talk about past. My past 2 years ago, you know what? I experienced Jesus on the mount. Oh, I experienced Jesus so greatly. They all talk about always talk about the past. Or you talk about how you've been hurt in the past. You are still dwelling in the past. So how many of you want to come out from the dwelling of the past? How many of you want to come out from the dwelling of the past today before you face New Year?
Amen.
How about that? How many of you want God to erase past hurt and feeling bitterness?
Amen.
Past memory. All those past memory is past. So how many of you want God to erase it? You know, the gospel is God forgives your sin and God forgets your sin.
Amen.
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 God forgives, not only God forgives your sin, but God forgets your sin.
Amen.
Now that is a power.
Amen.
Only God can do it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Amen.
only God can forget. My honey does something wrong to me. And with my mouth only, I said, I forgive you, honey, but I remember. Next day, I talk about it again. I forgive you, but I remember. 1 year passed, I said, I forgive you, but I remember. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? And then when we fight with, you know, women, you know, or somebody, they bring out the stuff that they have been hurt 10 years ago. They unleash all those feelings. You know, sometimes brothers, guys, we're overwhelmed by all this, the garbage they unleash. Okay, so when you talk to the guys, brothers, you have to talk about one issue at a time. Don't bring 10 issues. They will go into the cave. Okay, so how do you come out from the dwelling of the past? Listen, if you listen to this message and you apply it and you receive God's mercy, I'm telling you, your life will be transformed.
Amen.
You'll no longer be attached with the past bitterness. Because unless you come out of the past failures and past, you know, the dwelling, you cannot move on. You know, we don't want to be the squirrel who's running that cycle, you know, on the same spot over and over again. The harder he runs, the faster it will spin, but then it's the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? You read the Bible, you pray, and you come to church, you call on his name, but then you are connected with it, you are connected with the past. There's no movement, there's no progress. Are you getting me? This is so important. God says, I'm going to do a new thing in your life.
Amen.
But please let me do a new thing in your life.
Amen.
You have to forget the past.
Amen.
You have to forget the former things. And you have to come out. Do not dwell on the past.
Amen.
So today, my friends, you have to cut. Come on. Lift up the sword of the Spirit. Your hand is the sword of the Spirit. Okay, ready? Lift up the sword of the Spirit. All right, now we're going to cut together. We're going to cut the dwelling of the past. Are you ready?
Amen.
1, 2, 3, in Jesus Christ's name of Nazareth, we cut!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
One more time. Now think about those people that you hate and you have bitterness toward. The people that you cannot forgive. People that you have bitterness toward. You understand? It's coming at you all the time. You're going to cut now, all right? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cut! Cut the head of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I never come to the conclusion now. Let me go. If you really want to forget the former things and come out of the past dwelling, then the clue, the answer is verse 19. Mm-hmm. You see, when you look at the scripture, it all makes sense. Verse by verse, it all makes sense, right? In order, progressive. Scripture is progressive. There's a reason why there's verse 18 and verse 19. So verse 19 is the answer for verse 18. All right, let's read verse 19. Begin.
See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Amen. See, that word is behold. Behold! Yeah? It's like this. We were doing something, we were busy with our own thing, and then behold means behold! Okay? Pay attention! That's what it is. You see? See! Behold! Okay? Now you're thinking, so I think one or two are thinking something else today. Yeah? Okay, behold! Come on. If I say behold, you go. you chin up, your shoulders out. Alright? You ready? Behold! Oh, very good. I like that. I'll use this word time to time. That's what it is. That's what it means. Behold. Behold means, now pay attention. Look at me. It's like, okay, ready? Behold. Oh, very good. Very good. Stay like that. Don't go like that. Okay. Stay like that. Stay like that. Behold. Bible says, I am doing a new thing.
Amen.
You hear this word again. I am.
Amen.
I am. I am.
I am.
Everybody say, I am.
I am.
That I am means I am that I am.
Amen.
That I am is actually the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I am is the name of the Jehovah, the God of, I am is the name for Jehovah in the Old Testament. Jehovah means Yahweh is my salvation. It's another word for Joshua. When it comes down to New Testament, I am is Jesus.
Amen.
I am means I exist by myself. Mm-hmm. No one created me. I do not rely on anything else, but all the creation of this world needs to rely on me because my name is I am. Amen. I exist before and now and forever. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at this, some of the verses now. Some of the verses. Sorry, I'm not following the order of the sermon here. Let's go to the verse now. Exodus 3:14. I am 저기 있어요. Yeah. Let's find out what more about I am. Exodus 3:14. Ready? All right. Begin.
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you.
You see, Moses said, if I go to Israel and I'm talking to them, how would they know that I am your leader or I am your chosen? And the God says, I am that I am. And he said, he says, thus says thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent you unto you. You know, who sent you? If the Israelite asked Moses, I am sent you. It's like, I am sent you. That's kind of funny, huh? But that's God's name. I am that I am. Everybody say, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Come on, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Prophesize to somebody. Come on.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Don't ask me a question. Don't ask me a question about God's existence. How does God exist? I am that I am. There is no reason, there's no explanation of the existence of God. God is I am. No one is there to use that name, I am. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Look at Revelation 1:4 now. Begin. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, who
is,
and who was,
and who is to come. And from the seven spirits before his throne.
Amen. God is what? Who is, who was, and who is to come. Everybody say, who is,
who was, and who is to come.
One more time.
who is, who was, and who is to come.
Amen.
Amen.
Who is New Testament. Who was is Old Testament. And who is to come is Revelation.
Amen.
So you see the Old Testament and New Testament and Revelation, all those three category of books together form I Am.
Amen.
The entire Bible signifies and points to the I Am.
Amen.
The entire Bible is a proof. It's a proof that Jesus Christ is I Am. He was in the Old Testament. His name is Jehovah. And he is now, became Emmanuel when he was birthed through the Virgin Mary in New Testament. And he died and he rose again. And he ascended into heaven. And he became a life-giving spirit. And the moment you say, Lord Jesus, he has entered into you. And he's crying out in you. He's crying out in you. And he says, oh, my brother. He will call you brother, Jesus said. He will call you brother. Oh, my dear child, don't you recognize that I am in you? My name is I Am. I Am means I am that I am. Means I can do all things. I am omnipotent God. Omni means all directions. Potent means power. I am able. More than able. And in I am in you, I am in you, you can do more than you can imagine.
Amen.
Bible says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it.
Amen.
Oh, have Jesus Christ become your vision, become your dream, become
Amen.
Your prophecy.
Amen.
The content of your prophecy, let it be Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he will lead your life. And he will expand your life, expand your territory. And he will uphold you above the mountain. And everybody will see the light of Jesus Christ in and through you. Amen?
Amen.
Do not limit Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ, the I Am. He is beyond your comprehension. He is beyond your imagination.
Mm.
Oh, you don't know how big I Am is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea who I Am is? He's the one who said, let there be light, and there was a light.
Mm.
Let there be sun and moon and stars, universe, the galaxy. Oh, unmeasurable, uncomprehensible galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let there be.
Mm-hmm.
And there was. Oh, what an awesome God we are serving.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we need to believe. We need to believe this I Am God is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And Hebrews 11:6, it says, next verse. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Where are you? Okay, ready? Begin. And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Because anyone who comes to Him
must believe that He exists
and that
He rewards
those
who
honestly seek Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With faith, we can please our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have faith? Oh, brothers and sisters, come on. Behold!
Amen.
I said, behold. Behold. With faith, you can please God. And the Bible says, you must believe that He exists.
Amen.
He's I Am.
Mm.
He exists before, now, and forever.
Amen.
God is same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
There is only one God in this entire universe.
Mm.
His name is Jesus Christ. I Am. Amen. Hallelujah. And He can make you come out of the dwelling of the past.
Mm.
He can make you a new thing.
Amen.
He can make you a new thing.
Mm.
And He's the only one who can make you a new thing. So year 2018, I pray with all my heart, myself and us all together, year 2018, that we will dwell not on the past, but we will dwell in Christ.
Amen.
We will dwell in His Word. We will dwell in His promise.
Amen.
We will dwell in His name.
Amen.
Come on, church. Respond
amen.
By saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen means I agree. I have
amen.
No doubt the word of God will be fulfilled.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Therefore, Hebrews 12 verse 2. The last verse is Hebrews 12 verse 2.
Amen.
Next verse says, What does it say? Let us read it together. Begin.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith,
who for the joy
set
before
Him endured the cross, scorning shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
So, my friend, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, Bible encourages us, not only encourages us, Bible actually commands. It says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Because His name is I Am. And when you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, listen, the past will be gone. Your failure it doesn't exist anymore. God will clearly and surely erase. You like to erase? Have you used the eraser before, right? Mm-hmm. But here in Korea, these days, they have whiteout. Yeah, we call it whiteout, right? Yes. You wrote something, you made a mistake, whiteout. How about that? Okay? You write and you made a mistake, whiteout. Your faith in Jesus Christ is a whiteout. Hallelujah. Your faith in Jesus Christ is a whiteout. Past mistake, it's gone. And God forgives and forgets.
Amen.
You also forgive and forget.
Amen.
Because I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? That word perceive means, in Hebrew, it means yada. And that word is Adam laid with Eve and had Cain, right? That intimacy with husband and wife, that word laid, that word is yada. So it's talking about intimacy with Jesus Christ. Listen, you want to live in the new thing, not in the dwelling in the past, not living in the bitterness, you need yada. You need intimacy with Jesus. And intimacy with Jesus is the best thing, is the most important thing in your life, in my life. Hallelujah. Everything else, all these things, there's the world that we see, my friend, you know, it will be gone because it's shadow. Only the relationship, your relationship, your intimacy with Jesus Christ will remain forever because that's the real thing. That's the reality. Amen? So how do we keep that intimacy with Jesus Christ? Because all depends on it. Everything depends on that intimacy with Jesus Christ. You want to come out of the past? Come out of the dwelling of the past? And see God's doing a new thing in your life? It all depends on the intimacy. See, perceive. Do you not perceive? That perceiving, that seeing power is intimacy power. So that intimacy will come when you and I pray. This is the message I'm trying to get to you today. I had to explain all this to drive into this, that prayer is the entrance of the intimacy with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come on, everybody say, everyone
who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Come on, shout it together. Begin.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon 120 people, right? But the Spirit descended upon the people, 120 people, the disciples of Jesus Christ, as like what? Tongues of fire. Remember? Tongues speaking. And then when the Spirit came upon them, they begin to speak as the Spirit led. Listen, church needs to be filled with the tongues of fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Church needs to be filled with the sound of tongues of fire. What? Sound of prayer. Sound of prayer. So this is our new theme for 2018. Great mystery, Christ in the church. But the theme for our 2018 is going to be, we will pray constantly. In one accord, we will pray constantly in prayer. In prayer. Acts chapter 1:14. That is going to be our theme for next year. Are you excited?
Amen.
Every time we come to the church, we want the church to be sound and filled with the sound of prayer.
Amen.
How about that? Amen?
Amen.
Listen, I don't care what you pray. First, start praying. Mm. Then we can talk about the essence of prayer, the definition of prayer, and the purpose of prayer. We can talk about other things. But first, start praying.
Amen.
Start praying. First, open your mouth and call on Jesus' name.
Amen.
Start praying.
Amen.
Then there will be the entrance, gate door of the intimacy with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God wants to hear your voice, and God wants you to hear His voice.
Amen.
communicate with God. Amen? Now who's ready to pray this afternoon? Let's pray about 5 minutes. Huh? Are you ready to cry out to the Lord?
Amen.
Do you really want to come out of yourself? Come out of the past failures?